Much to their surprise, scientists have found that a single-celled organism called Giardia appears to have a sex life. Giardia is the intestinal parasite that can sometimes contaminate water. The discovery that it may have had a sex life suggests that sexual reproduction has been around longer than once thought. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
First of all, let's talk about what sex means for a single-celled organism.
Sex means that the cells divide.
John Logsdon is the author of the study about Giardia in the latest issue of the journal Current Biology. He says the cells divide, but in a very special way. Each new cell has only half the genetic material of the cell it came from.
So those now new cells that carry half of the genetic material come back together with another cell that has half of the genetic material.
Those cells that have half of the genetic material are called eggs and sperm in mammals. In Giardia, they don't have a name. In fact, no one has actually seen them, not even Logsdon. That's because Logsdon and his colleagues at the University of Iowa haven't directly proven that Giardia has a sex life. What Logsdon looked at was Giardia's DNA and found that Giardia has all the genes it needs to reproduce sexually. Scientists have been looking for evidence of sex in Giardia for more than a century.
The people that have looked hard, but the number of people that have looked probably is fairly small.
One reason they may not have found evidence of a sexual reproduction in Giardia is that Giardia can spend a good fraction of its life bundled into a protective form called a cyst. Once it's in a cyst, it's very hard to study in the laboratory.
If, in fact, the process is occurring during that part of its life cycle, people would have had a hard time finding it.
And I suppose you could say that it just, you know, maybe it doesn't like to have sex in the laboratory.
Well, that's an obvious suggestion that may apply to lots of eukaryotes that we haven't observed having a sexual cycle, is that you gotta have the conditions precisely right.
Now, as Logsdon just said, Giardia is a eukaryote, a type of cell with a nucleus. Getting a nucleus was an important step in evolution, making way for more complicated organisms like plants and, yes, humans. Logsdon says Giardia was one of the first eukaryotes, so finding evidence for sex in Giardia means sexual reproduction has been around for a long, long time. Of course, it doesn't say why sex is important, but the fact it keeps showing up suggests it must be good for something. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.